AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A TV reporter and her cameraman were shot and killed on the air this morning as they conducted an interview at a shopping center about 25 miles southeast of Roanoke, Virginia. Our Jerry Bodlander with what we know so far of this tragedy.
A reporter and a cameraman working for WDBJ-TV, a station in Roanoke, Virginia, were shot and killed while they were conducting a live interview. The station's general manager says that Allison Parker and Adam Ward were killed in the incident at a shopping center, and law enforcement is now searching for the gunman.
The station general manager says nobody knows at the moment who did this or why. But as the camera falls to the ground, it captures a fleeting image of a man in black pants and a blue top who appears to be holding a handgun. We'll turn to Wall Street now. Stocks are way up. Six straight days of losses over concerns about China's economy. But today the Dow opened up about 400 points and is now up about 371. Economist Diane Swonk says despite the drama on Wall Street, she still thinks the Fed will raise interest rates before the end of the year.
If market conditions are amenable to it and economic conditions can hang in there enough through the end of the year, we'll get lift off at the end of the year, but then a pause. And it's still dicey on December.
Just into us from Italy, word that the Coast Guard there has found 50 bodies in a hull of a migrant boat off Libya. They've managed to rescue 439 other migrants, they say. 19-year-old Owen LaBrie accused of raping a 15-year-old girl as part of a New Hampshire prep school tradition of sexual conquest is scheduled to testify at his trial today. He has denied raping the 15-year-old. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has telephoned Japan's leader to express regret over a WikiLeaks report that the U.S. spied on Japan. Our Mark Smith is at the White House with this.
WikiLeaks posted what appeared to be outlines based on NSA intercepts of Japanese positions on global trade and climate change dating from 2007 to 2009. The revelation caused an uproar in the Japanese parliament, with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's aides getting a grilling. Now we're told the president's telephoned Abe to voice regret and say U.S. intelligence gathering should be as narrowly tailored as possible.
A Belgian nurse who helped to save hundreds of American soldiers during the Battle of the Bulge at the end of World War II has died now and will be buried near where thousands of Allied troops fell. Augusta Chiwi was 94 years old when she died on Sunday. She'll be laid to rest in a cemetery in the town of Bastogne, Belgium. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.